It wasn't a drowning. His clothes and hair were dry, and he lay too far up on the shoreline to have been washed there. It wasn't a shooting. Or a stabbing. There was no blood, no visible injuries. The hair was clean, and the skull was whole and perfect. His eyes were open. Some people say this suggests choking or a stroke, but he was young, and there was no vomit on his clothes, nor the sand on which he lay. We noted it. Sometimes we find them like that, still and perfect. Now and again. In bed, a glass of water on the nightstand. Once, in the bath, still holding a sodden paperback. That one was natural causes. But in all cases, we take photographs in case something that we do not notice at first becomes important later. The photographs are emailed ahead. His pathologist viewed them before she met him. One more thing for the record. We know better than most that the end is not always peaceful. But this dead man had a strange expression on his face. A mixture of mild confusion and surprise. As if at the moment death claimed him, he saw someone whose face he knew but couldn't quite place.